Clicking now. 5, 4, 3.
Finger point, go.
Exasperated sigh. Hello, everybody. It's time for the PW3 PSA. We would like to remind everybody that there is hungry people in every community. But ever, if you'd like to change it up, think about all the hungry four-legged friends in your community and consider a donation to the ASPCA or a local non-kill shelter. Or if you're still in love with the internet, check out something like thepongofund.org, which will hook you up with some pet food banks. So that's all. Now on with the show.
I was really surprised with everything else going on. I thought you were going to do net neutrality.
Everybody else has that covered today.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Well covered. They pressured me into sending a letter.
Oh.
I mean, it was rightly so. I support pressuring me into writing a letter. I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Hey, first things first. Happy birthday to Ray.
Hooray! Mm-hmm. Are we singing or are we just going to go on with the show?
He's officially old.
That's okay.
Okay.
Super old.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get too pumped up for Saturday, but I am. I won't lie.
Super old. Anyway.
Speaking of super old, let me tell you something that I was doing on Tuesday. So I went, took my son to visit his grandparents, and my dad decided he would make all of us sit down and watch a episode of Lassie. To see if Owen would enjoy it. Let me tell you a little story, because I exist and I've watched television. And, you know, you talk to someone and you have lots to say about, you know, did you see that episode last night? This happened. It was exciting. Jibba jibba jabba. Let me tell you about the episode that I watched of Lassie. Lassie went to a pond.
Mm-hmm.
There was a goose. It got its foot stuck in between a branch and some fishing wire and couldn't fly away when the rest of its flock flew away. So Lassie got some forest rangers to help it. They got its foot free. It befriended Lassie. Lassie introduced it to a sexy lady duck, and they flew away together.
Uh-huh.
That was the whole episode.
Or Lassie comes up, finds a stuck duck, and eats it. That's what would have happened on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
I can't even imagine going to work the next day and be like, did you guys watch Lassie last night? Can you believe that goose got his foot stuck? Oh my God, I was on the edge of my seat. Different time, I guess. It was not a riveting program. Hey, I mean, it was nice because it was something different.
It got better when they turned it into Flipper, and that was, you know, a dolphin. Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. Flipper.
Is that the actual song?
Yeah.
You've never seen Flipper? Participated in that show. No.
Not only did I not know that was... Well, no one knows. I'm aware of it. I've never watched it. Just like I've never watched the episode of Lassie where the goose gets its foot stuck. But... Did that line in that song just suggest that you don't know anybody as smart as a dolphin?
That's correct.
That is insulting.
I may be making those words up. Because it's been 30 years since I've seen an episode of Flipper.
Cactus Jack said, geez, Ian, thanks for the spoiler alert on that Lassie episode.
No, I'm sorry. I should have definitely given everybody a heads up.
What's a rerun? This is live. Anyway, let's do this other thing. Hello, crazy true believers, and welcome to the 98th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am Dwoly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, it's Sneaky Bean 15. That's Ian. It's KS72. That's Ray, who we get again. Still his birthday. Still old. The Puzzle Warriors.
He's not nearly as old as this show. This show is 98.
That's true. I think that's in duck years, though.
Right.
So I don't know what that works out to. Less than two. So this is the week of July 12th through the 19th of the 2017s. Your Deadpool Daily Land, today is the Yellow Kamala Khan, Thursday Black Quicksilver, Friday Purple Switch, Saturday Blue Vision, Sunday Blue Strange, Monday Black Thanos, Tuesday Purple Hawk Guy, and Wednesday should be Yellow Star-Lord. So those new people should be filtering in here.
Right.
That's nice of them.
That's a good week.
And your 5-day four-star crush.
Urch, skid, splat.
On the Titans. On the 7th, when last we met, it was Ironheart, right? It was the Rye Will-I-Ams.
True yeah, story, right. Bro.
I've already forgotten who she fought because it was not
Hulk very... Buster.
Oh, yeah, I put a whoop down on him pretty hard. How'd that go for you guys?
I did not participate. I don't have a viable Riri Williams, and as far as I could see, it was just a race for Red.
It's like really, I mean, you have to get Red before him.
Right.
I had a really bad board, got crushed on the first time, and then the second time, the exact opposite. I got one red off, one green, and I was a winner.
Well done.
Muy bien. Today is sadness, because it's War Machine.
Yeah.
Oh, man, only those Gatling guns will come get you 10 minutes from now. You just wait. They're coming. They're coming, those Gatling guns.
He's trying.
But Ray and I were kind of talking this off thing. Why is he fighting Thanos?
Yeah.
War Machine's one good power is that he gets rid of invisibility tiles, and he's fighting someone who doesn't go invisible.
I don't know what he does. So again, usually when they pair people up, it's either story related or color related.
Nope.
Or the villain has a power that only the hero can overcome.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is just Thanos just beating you down. That's all it is.
You know, maybe, yeah, I was going to say, because doesn't Kate also fight Thanos?
I thought she fought Hawkeye version.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. She fought Old Man Logan.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Because she prevents healing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Didn't she fight Hawkeye? Wasn't it Hawkeye versus Hawkeye?
Yeah, but she used to fight Old Man Logan when Old Man Logan used to be able to heal, and she had she could prevent him from healing.
Yeah.
Now that he can't heal, it seemed pointless, and she does fight Hawkeye now.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what the purpose of War Machine is. Did you guys win? You have him, like, champed.
No.
You have him at, like, 5-4-2.
He was at level 70. I bumped him up to 100 and have still gotten crushed every single time.
Well, Thanos brings a lot to the table as far as characters
go. His match damage is just what kills me. He doesn't even have to fire a power. I have him at 5-2-3.
You have to fight 5-star Thanos?
Yeah.
That's silly.
He makes matches, and I take, I don't know, 600 points of damage a turn or something, and then I'm out of hit points and I'm dead.
Yeah, similarly, I have, not cover-wise, but I have him at 3-2-1, and I have so many things dying on the vine that I can't afford to put any ISO in him, so I'm not even going to try. This is the first one, I'm just, writing it off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't have him on my roster, as many wise samurai have told me, so I am also going to not participate.
Right. I don't know if this is the first time I haven't participated, but it's the first time in a while. I'm not even going to try.
Who's next? Craig?
I don't know. Who knows? How about Wasp? We're going to go with Wasp on 17.
J-A-M-J-A-N. Yes, that sounds accurate. Janet comes right after James.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know what you were doing.
I was doing James Rhodes and Janet.
I caught up. Yeah. Wasp is supposed to be next.
Damn
and by
it.
The way, yep. Somebody updated the wiki as well. So
wiki.
I did it all for the wiki. Come on, the wiki.
So if this is correct, which I'm assuming it is, it looks like you have three blue covers
for Ian. Wasp. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, which is
I
not
think Ray
be
and I
good.
Have her champed. So.
Yeah.
So
flash forward to next week. I didn't even try, guys. Soon I'll be back on board.
She's good stuff. All right. Story event land. Right now we're in Deadpool versus time. 2,500 and 8,000. You get to those. That'll get you three Deadpools. 15,000 for Yellow Carol. 32,000 for the CP. Top 10 is She-Thor. And 11-300 is Hawkeye.
The Goddess of Thunder.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Venom Bomb is next, 4,500 and 17,000. Those will get you three Hawkeyes. 33,500 for Jane Foster.
The Goddess of Thunder.
I hear that. 75,000 for the 25 CP. She's dying in Thor 700 coming up here. So.
The Goddess of Thunder.
Yeah, dying. And 1 to 100 gets you brand new Vulture.
Ooh.
Talk about him soon. In the Hey Season, Soul Season. Behold, Thanos is running right now. 800 gets you a Black Thanos, 900 Green Venom, 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 is Rhodey, who cares, and 6 to 50 is Spider-Man. Let's talk about this boss event. It was awesome.
I concur. It was a lot of fun.
For those who haven't taken the feedback quiz, survey, that's what they're called. I'm sure Ray will post a link. If you go to the D3 forums, there's a link there too. The developers are looking for survey. I've won every time except when Carnage was first, and then Carnage would take 17 turns in a row.
Yeah.
And I would just get really angry and lose half my team, like, in you know, before I could get rid of him.
That dude was brutal.
Oh, man. The other people? I don't know what Vulture was supposed to do, but he didn't do anything. And Doc Ock made me feel sad because he had all these grandiose plans for blowing up nuclear reactors, and it just never happened.
It really didn't. No matter where he was, all he did was give me a bunch of rounds to fill up on an AP so I could fight the next two guys.
And then Sandman could have done stuff, but I just brought Quake along for the ride, and she went, whatever. And then...
Right. I never think ahead, so that's a good idea, and that would help. Sandman was tough. Venom was not so tough.
Sorry, Samurai jumped into our previous conversation.
Oh.
He wants to know if we want to take a survey. Chewy Beans, do you like George Wendt? Took to take a survey starring George Wendt eating beans. Watch a movie. Watch a movie starring George Wendt eating beans. Not take a survey about George Wendt eating beans. That wouldn't make any sense.
It was survey related, and it was
my
coming
brain,
full circle. Short-circuited. That's okay. Yeah, it was a great boss event. We did very well. I was dazzled how quickly our alliance triumphed. Because, I mean, it was moments because everybody's like, oh, okay, we're definitely going to make it. And Ray's like, now don't slack. I don't know if we're going to make it or not. And then, like, an hour and a half later, Ray was like, I'm sorry. I guess we won.
Yeah, I didn't even play it all the last couple 2.5 days or something. Like,
I just don't like the idea of people saying, no, we got this, and then it coming close. So
right.
My instinct is to automatically say, no, keep going.
Right? It was fair. They just showed you.
Yeah, they really did.
The Alliance did pull together and thoroughly thrash the Sinister Six.
In 33 hours. It took 33 hours for us to complete that event. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of that event. I'm liking it. I'm going to enjoy it the second time around.
Yeah, the fact that each fight was different. You had to think about what you were doing. You had to kind of strategize and pull your teams together. Yeah,
Quake.
I really enjoyed it.
Quake's really where it's at.
The fact that I could battle two bosses in a row without having to activate a node
was super nice.
It's the most awesome. Maximum awesome.
Workshop said the survey was closed, but I just took that survey like 15 minutes ago. So I don't know, unless it closed directly afterwards.
Six Pacific. All right. So let's talk about the Vulture.
Okay.
I have not seen this movie yet, but it's the movie version of Vulture.
Yeah, none of us have seen the movie yet, have we?
I have not.
Yeah.
So he's got his first ability is called Circling Prey for 6 black. This will send the Vulture airborne, making your game crash for 2 turns. And there's a passive that goes with that where he gains green, blue, black, and red AP.
Ooh. Ow.
So he's going to keep launching himself in the air where you can't get to him.
Good idea. He's the Vulture.
His second ability is One Fell Swoop for 9 green. It makes a countdown tile that deals damage when it expires. It also has a passive that if the Vulture returns from being airborne while the countdown tile is on the board, it removes the tile from the board and deals damage to the enemy team instead of just the opponent in front.
Nice.
So I think you got to team him up with Rai, right? Because one of her powers sends your teammates into the air?
No.
Am I thinking of somebody else?
Her and the enemy, I think. Her and the target.
Somebody sends their teammates into the air.
Gwenpool does.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I know. Right.
Is that what plot armor does?
Yeah, is that the hand grenade?
Yeah.
No, I think it's
she plot throws armor. The little bomb. And
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that made it less exciting. I was thinking of a way, I could use Riri for something. I don't want to use Gwenpool. I just don't like her. But that's exciting. Turns it into an AoE. I suppose you could fastball special him. I'm sure that can't cause problems. That power is the most rock-solid power that's ever been.
Does Nova shoot you in the air for some? No, he only shoots enemies in the air.
You don't want to Nova the Vulture, because then he gets you. Anyway, his third ability is the Hybrid Tech Slicer, which sounds to me like, you know, a fancy Cuisinart or something.
Right?
It's like something that Ron Popeil will sell you on a Saturday night at like 3 in the morning.
Sure.
Like, it's the Hybrid Tech Slicer. It slices. It dices. And wait, there's more.
It's got a passive?
No.
Okay.
However, for 10 blue, he hits you with some kind of energy something or other that destroys up to 4 enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles. 10 seems expensive for doing that, but no.
It blows up the special enemy special tiles?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. It seems interesting. I like the weird thing where he throws himself into the air to collect AP.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's kind of interesting.
And it's
then
cheap.
You can keep throwing yourself in the air so people can't hurt you. That's nice.
Right. 6 is a bargain.
Alpha Team asks, will it blend?
Always. apparently Patch had chimed in that it's 4 green, 3 blue, 2 black, and 1 red per turn is what you can get. That's a fair amount. Let's see. What are they? Hey, they recommend using Gwenpool and Colossus. And characters
really?
That use green or blue, because she's not using those. He's not using those. I don't know. Michael Keaton. I don't know. It's the Mr. Mom.
That's a good movie.
They recommend Iceman, Cho, Punisher to the Max, Quake, Rhodey, Rocket and Groot. Rhodey. Makes me sad. Anyway, you can start getting him as a reward in the next event. And if anyone's going to the big Disney Con, D23 out in Anaheim this weekend, we won't be there. But you can swing by the Marvel area and find the our friends over there at D3 and such and say hi. And if you stop by, you will get free in-game prizes if you show them that you have the game installed on your mobile device.
That seems generous.
Yeah. So if you're out in the Californias or you're going because you're a crazy Disney freak, stop by the booth. Get some stuff.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Maybe you're an Imagineer.
Well, I'd love to be an Imagineer.
Maybe you're 8. I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't it a Futurama where the moon was, like, the moon Disney Imagineers or whatever had tried to imagine what the history had been like?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, it was for the moon. And, yeah, I guess, and I forgot that Disney owns everything now, so you don't have to be 8. You can enjoy.
No, I mean, it's going to Marvel. I'm sure the Marvel section is enormous.
Sure, I'm sure
and
the Star Wars section is enormous.
Yeah.
So go nuts. Go to this thing. Say hi. Get some free swag.
I bet the Winnie the Pooh section is small.
Probably. It's probably about 100 acres.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What should be huge, though, is the Rescuer section and the Tron sections, because those would be the greatest of the sections.
Tron section would be the greatest of the sections.
As the best movies that, you know, Disney has ever produced.
The Rescuer section is a tiny one-man bench for you with a little shade tree.
I don't know. Is Bob Newhart still alive? Can Bob Newhart show up and him and I can just chat?
I don't know. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
That's a fair question.
Last I knew he was, but...
Zsa Zsa's still alive, right?
No, I think she passed away recently.
Oh, Zsa Zsa's gone?
I think so.
Mm.
Bob Newhart is currently 87, so... And very much alive, just in case
Great.
Just in case that didn't make it clear.
Well, good on Bob. I'm happy to hear that.
But yeah, I mean, we could just chat. We could, you know... Talk about the Rescuers.
I understand it's a personal preference, so I'm not going to stand my ground and suggest that you're wrong, but I think there are many Disney movies that are better than the Rescuers.
No way.
Yes. Decidedly.
Like
Black
what?
Black Cauldron is significantly
Black
better.
Black Cauldron is awesome. I agree. It's in my top 5. Gurgi with his munchings and the crunchings.
Yeah, it's true.
That's some, you know, not always you come up with a oracular pig. I mean, that's hard to do. Pig tells the future. Anyway, Tron.
Yeah.
Bestest ever.
Speaking of Michael Keaton movies, he's not in any of those movies. But he did do some good movies back in the day.
He did.
I liked Mr. Mom back in the 80s when the idea of a stay-at-home dad was hilarious.
Yeah. Now Ian's using all that knowledge. He goes in.
Everything I learned from Mr. Mom.
He turns the hand dryer upside down and hangs his kid's butt over it.
Everything. He taught me everything. All the all the non-cursing that I have to do around the house, I learned from Johnny Dangerously.
Oh, sure. I remember
my father
that.
Hung me on a hook once. Once. You f***ing just.
It's not as funny as I think it is.
Oh, no, that movie is killer.
It really is.
Oh, man. That movie's great. Turk 182 is only okay. Gung Ho is okay.
Yeah.
What other Michael Keaton movies came out back in the day?
I don't know. I'm sure he had others. I didn't watch them all.
Anything pre-Bat? What was all pre-Batman?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah,
anyway.
Eddie Keaton Batman's a good Batman. I mean, he's got to be like the second best Batman.
I would argue that is I say that that is probably true. I would think that you would think that is not the case. I don't know. But again, you're probably going to make a crappy argument that Adam West is the best Batman.
That is
and
correct.
I will disagree. Yeah, I knew you would. See, you're not even Christian Bale was much better.
No. Yeah, compared to Adam West. He's iconic. Yeah, I've already forgot what Christian Bale looks like.
I didn't say he wasn't iconic. I said he was a better Batman.
No way.
I have been down this road many times before, mostly concerning James Bond, and everybody is wrong.
I love James
as
Bond.
As well. I know, but they will tell you that Sean Connery is the best, and he is not the best. Roger Moore was the best.
I enjoy Sean Connery a whole lot. I'm also more leaning towards a Roger Moore kind of guy.
Yeah.
Because those are the movies that I grew up with more. Like, I've seen those more.
See, I'm really into Bond, and I really enjoy Sean Connery, but if you ask me what my favorite James Bond movies are, they're Roger Moore movies.
Yeah, because they're really fun.
They were dynamite.
Wow, there's insider information going on in Discord.
Whoa.
Alpha Team claims that Adam West once hit on his wife and asked her back to his hotel room.
Oh,
my answer would have been, my wife did Adam West? All right. Now it's time for Battlestar Galactica 4.
I was going to say, I would settle for that, but... Man, I hope so. I hope that came to fruition.
What are we talking about? Ray, what's in that mailbag? Let's get back to this stuff.
I didn't even know news was over. We're on the mailbag.
I don't think we were talking about that, but hey, the first thing I got, because it's so relatable, D-Wing Illinois said that Craig's detours into TV land are becoming increasingly terrifying.
Well, now you can have Flipper.
Yeah, I feel like they've leveled off. I feel like they peaked during The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
Oh, well, yeah.
That was a tough episode.
We should do a whole episode just based around like the Partridge Family or something. That would be gold.
I'm out. He also gave me a little bit of sass because he asked, so last episode you greeted us Guten Tag, and he said, I don't know how Ray did not respond with Scrognog. This is true. I feel like I completely missed that opportunity.
Yeah, it didn't even occur. Yeah.
It's over now and it's too late. The only other thing that I'm going to mention that he said is about Gambit. Gambit's trench coat, and I thought it was interesting. He says the trench is visually dope, but the man is vocationally a thief. I don't think that a duster is convenient for stealthying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just made me think of the Invincibles and no capes.
Right. But I don't think he's that kind of thief. I think he's more of a gambler / con man style thief.
Agreed.
So I feel like the trench coat would help him become more charming and endearing. So I would say go for it. Yeah, I don't think the Gambit is like a pickpocket. That'd be weird, making people's wallets explode while they're in their pants.
That'd be a surprise. Joe said that this whole month should be new folks in the crash, so it's all surprises on who they're going to be fighting, which I think we've kind of covered. And he said about your comment about Spider-Man having a drone, he said, come on, the kids love drones. Just be happy that Homecoming was already in the can before fidget spinners became a thing.
That'll be the next movie when it'll be way, way passé.
Grinch McScrooge just asked me if I meant The Incredibles, and the answer is yes. I don't actually know what I said, but it was The Incredibles.
That's funny, because I heard you say Incredibles regardless of what
you
crazy nonsense you may have claimed.
Okay.
All it went through my head is insert Pixar movie here. That's what I heard. So.
Nope, I absolutely heard Incredibles. My brain corrected it while it was being said.
Your brain has an autocorrect for things coming in. That's pretty good. Stinkpalm said that he's up to 5 5-star Spider-Mans. But he doesn't want to say how much CP that it took.
Ooh.
That sounds like a lot. And he also said, Ian was right, John Wick 2 is killer.
Yeah, I still need to watch that.
Yeah, I keep seeing it on Netflix, but you have to pay for it. I'm just not quite there yet.
You have to pay for things on Netflix now? What's that all about?
I don't know.
I've never heard of such a thing. I'm going on Netflix and finding out. What?
Let me know.
What? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, this is for Ian. Red Zomit said, about championing Thanos. Was there a championing Thanos conversation? Are you on the verge of championing Thanos?
No, I hope to. My 3-star is still not champed. He's stuck at like 5 2-3 or something odd.
Okay. Well, he says, so this is all about Thanos and you. You really need to champ Thanos.
If, I agree.
He says if he's learned anything from listening, it's that Ian is lazy and he plays from time to time. And the one champ of them all to speed up your daily mission and just random grinding is Thanos. Champed, he does 4,000 to 4,500 points of damage. And he just clears waves without having to do anything. Simply amazing. And I know that Ian would love him also. So there you go.
I agree. I appreciate that input. It is 100% accurate. As far as 3-star Thanos goes, I'm getting there. As far as 5-star Thanos goes, I have one black and one purple. And I use him every single day to do the big enchilada because it ends it so quickly.
Yeah. You know, I use him for that. But I my 5-star, yeah.
Yeah, send out the 5-star. I think we've discussed this. I send out the 5-star. I gather up 9 green AP. Rolk hits everybody, blows the first 3 people up, activates 3 waves of court death, and the next 3 people die.
There you go.
And it's over instantly. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Alpha Team has since posted a movie picture of the Invincibles with it's the Incredibles, but colored blue with the Invincibles. Anyway, I don't know how people do this, though, so quickly. I'm just always amazed. Cactus Jack said after saving for 5 months, he cashed in his hoard in the Spidey Vault. He cashed in 4,000 CP.
Good God.
That's 160 pulls. He now has a 443 Spidey.
Jesus.
He has 5 new 4-star champs. All of the latest 12s are champed. Apparently had a ton of ISO, too. He has several fully covered 4-stars from bonus covers, the classic 4-stars as well. Dead Board asked him, how long did it take you to get 4,000 CP? And he said he started collecting February 1st. So, yeah, what, just over 5 months?
Yeah, that sounds about right for Cactus.
That is, that's a lot of collecting.
He is. I mean, he is a play-in machine. I can't even imagine. I remember when he just started out and was in our lowly alliance, he would go into PvP events with his best character was like a half covered bag man. And he would just end up in top 2 or 3 placement every time. I'm like, I don't even like you. And now he's got every character. He's just unstoppable. He's bang, 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 bang to you, sir. Your playing is next level.
FAHQ1977 said he's been playtesting the 5-star Spidey. One, he needs full covers to be useful, unlike OML, Black Bolt, Strange, Thanos, etc. Two, he needs web tiles, and it costs him a fair amount to make them, which means, three, he really needs to be paired with boosted Miles or boosted Spider-Gwen to really make stuff work. And then he added an edit below, plus he does nothing to halt the omnipresent Thanos Black Panther teams that are over-present among the high-end PvP players. So the first thing I heard about Spidey was that he was incredibly overpowered and was going to be nerfed right away. I don't get that impression from the people who have been playtesting him. Anyway, there you go.
Speaking of overplayed, I've been reading some forums and reading some Reddits lately, and I've read at least 3 different headings of, hey, I just thought of this great new team, and every time it's blah, 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 Medusa.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 Medusa. Blah, 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 Medusa. And so another one was like, hey, are you tired of running into all these Carnage and Medusa teams? Try Medusa. I was like, come on.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them, right? You know what the great counter of Medusa is? Medusa.
Yeah, they're like, tired of Carnage and Medusa? Why don't you try Medusa? But use 4-Cage. I was like, okay, I will. I like 4-Cage. He looks overweight.
Jordan from Jersey asked us about our comments on the Sinister Six. We were giving some sass to the fact Venom and Carnage were in the Sinister Six. He said that there have been so many lineups for that team over the years that it really, really isn't worth arguing over. The actual boss event was pretty cool, and he loved the puzzle elements. And I have to agree that adding Venom and Carnage to the Sinister Six, that really wasn't a complaint from me.
Nope, I was just commenting on my own foolishness with my expectations that I would suddenly get to play with non-existent characters.
Like Kraven Hunter.
I was more Mysterio, but I hear you. Kraven's equally excellent.
Ava Vavoom asked about Constantine. She said, I guess if you've never read the comic, you could stand it, but if you liked Hellblazer, how could you tolerate an iconic Londoner, a sharp-tongued, fierce guy being played by a comatose Keanu Reeves in L.A.? They mispronounce his name. Might as well be James Bond with being played by Larry the Cable Guy.
That's funny. I enjoy reading Hellblazer, but I also thought that movie is one of the better things Disney ever, or Disney, geez, DC ever did. Sorry.
I just thought it was an entertaining movie. She definitely qualified it, and I understand it. I'm sure she understands.
It's totally not canon Hellblazer, I'll give you.
Right. In case she was curious, the movie Constantine is based on the Hellblazer comics. It is in no way a representation of the Hellblazer comics, in so much as they took the name Constantine and made a movie. I was entertained. I like Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
I like Shia LaBeouf.
No, no one likes Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I'm the only guy.
You're the guy.
I am. I'm the guy. I like at least half of his movies.
And all of his weird, creepy Sia dance videos?
I don't love those. I said I like half of what he does. His performance art's not my favorite.
Transformers is so terrible.
Yeah?
Movie stinks. Where's John Lovitz at? We need a John Lovitz clip.
It stinks.
Moving on. Shard Attack asked us a question. So given that they will be running it again soon, he would really like to hear what our strategies, characters, we used for the Sinister Six event.
You need Quake.
That's it? That's
You know, to be honest with you, I cannot remember for the life of me who the other two people were. I think it was Thanos and somebody else. I really do not remember at all who my third was.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have become...
Because she's ridiculous.
Kind of like my own version of... Even as I sit here, the anti-Craig... I have become Craig because that was my strategy as well. My strategy was, who's boosted? Hulkbuster. All right, I'll collect enough red to repulsor punch people off the screen and then stop playing. That was all I did. I think it was him and, let's say, Rolk, and because he's my other champed four-star. And I think Thor was in the mix because I needed someone who could utilize yellow effectively to make me more green so that I could do more. Hammer and anvils.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
I got no good strategies.
Mine was, mine actually did include Quake, but it was, to fill it out, was X-Force, Deadpool, and X-Force Wolverine. I love using the three of them together, and between them, you can target tiles, you can target people, they're very versatile in what they can do, and I had no problems until we hit round 8. That strategy does not work in round 8. They just got slaughtered because they didn't have enough hit points. Mm. So I then switched to some more defensive Luke Cage, Iron Fist kind of people who could do damage and yet could defend themselves.
Right. And not that he needed any management in really any levels, especially the lower levels, but someone suggested to me that if you use the level 5 Iron Hammer ability of 2-star Magneto, it is... a quick and almost instant way to get rid of that countdown tile that you have to get rid of to affect Doc Ock.
Oh, there you go. Because
it just blows up the whole board.
Clear out the whole board. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I had never considered not being a user of 2-star Magneto anymore.
Interesting. So Jeff Cascadian responded that the two biggest headaches for him was Carnage and Doc Ock. For Carnage, he would just hope for good matches to build up power to knock him out. But for Doc Ock, he used 1-star Hawkeye because the arrow stab.
Yeah.
Could automatically take out the tiles that you needed. That's an interesting,
Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Again, I was just using Quake. Her blue can, you know, you pick the colors you want to blow up and blow them up.
Yeah, hopefully there aren't that many of them on the screen. Yeah.
Right.
Good point. He wondered about, this is back to Shard Attack. He said the thoughts on the simulator. He had a simulator idea. Every day, the Behemoth Burrito 4-star, a random 4-star, what if they were boosted? This might break the monotony of a constant Carol Medusa Blade Wasp Carnage kind of team-up and incentivize people to play more earlier in the season.
Oh, hey, thanks, BBF2.
Oh.
He said, why didn't you use Cho's Green? Turns out that was the third person on my team now that you mention it.
Yeah.
That rings a bell. Yeah, because his punch blows up lots of stuff.
Okay.
So, hey, thanks. That got my brain functioning. I was using, it was Cho... Quake and Thanos.
So what do you think about the simulator idea? In order to mix things up a bit, not constantly have Carol Medusa coming at you, you have some boosted 4 stars that change every day.
That could be fun.
So I kind of like that idea because, like you said, in the simulator, it's all Medusa all day long.
Yep.
Every team has Medusa.
Now, granted, I'm one of those people.
This is true.
Because I love me some Medusa.
When you have, if you're going up against her, you almost have to have her.
Or someone who can stun her fairly quickly.
Yeah, sure.
Do you guys want a Medusa nerf? Because this is how you get a Medusa nerf.
I kind of do. I still want a Thanos nerf, but and I use him every day.
Please feel free to tell the developers how much you enjoy poor Medusa.
It worked last time. Totally crushed my last character I enjoyed.
I'm pretty sure they're going to take note of the fact that Medusa is used so much in any case. So
right. It's happening. She's just too good for her own good.
Thanos on the D3 forum. Yes, that's right. Thanos. Made fun of me for saying that 512 CP was a lot. He just said, laugh out loud.
Look, it is for us.
I understand it might not be a lot for you, but that doesn't mean it's not a lot. I'm sure you also have a lot plus some, but 500 CP that's a little bit of collecting for people who, you know, I think a lot of people in our alliances just spend them. They get them and spend them.
Grab him and take him.
I'm glad you got that. That's what I was going for. And Chloe made a comment about Owen. She said that he sounds adorable with his childish enthusiasm for new experiences and shiny things.
It's just like his dad.
That is a doubly true story. Thanks, Chloe.
She also said that there have been reports of a fully covered but level 70 Riri beating the Crash of the Titans. Find that hard to believe, but apparently it's been happening. Or happened, not now. But and she also said that she has succumbed to Joe's spreadsheet syndrome. She now tracks 4 stars, puts them in the Crash order, and updates it to reflect when they qualify. And she says it's jarring that people don't keep track of the Crash/Burrito order. Who's in it and or not. Nope, every day it's a surprise. That's the way I like to live.
Exactly. But again, I think that reflects, I mean, not only a person's, you know, nature as far as to how organized they are, but, you know, the level of passion that they have for something. You know, I may very much enjoy this game, and I may be spreadsheetless when it comes to this game and not as ambitious as most people. Let me tell you, I can't tell you how many lifetime/work hours that I waste and am currently wasting making spreadsheets for upcoming fantasy football seasons. I have so many Excel spreadsheets open at any given moment, and it's all about average draft position and number of targets, and it takes a lot of clicking to close all the windows that I'm in when my boss comes into the back room to see what I'm up to.
These are all things that you're going to share with me, right, so I can try and win the fantasy footballs?
Yeah, if I'm still included as your top advisor in your police officer league, which no one likes me, which put one of my favorite things about that league.
It makes winning more fun.
It does.
If only we could win once.
Yeah, we did great last year. We had our best showing ever last year. But yes, I feel guilty a little bit because it's beyond, I don't want to say it's technically, it is 100% your team. So I just have to go along with whatever you say, but I will provide you with any sort of stats or information or suggestions that you would like.
All right.
And I will be happy to bring a covered dish or some beers.
Cactus Jack says, foosball is the devil.
Mama.
An Alpha Team also said that he is at 2145 CP. That's 2100 CP. He says he hasn't spent any since he was on episode 50. So there you go.
didn't make any goals for that Spider-Man, huh?
No, apparently not. I can't. No. So
I was going to say, I hear he's not really good unless he's fully covered, and then he needs a lot of web tiles.
I got one, so I could have one.
I did too. I'll save that for later in the show, though. Shh!
Spoilers!
And finally, I just want to mention that Chloe backed me up and said that sand gets everywhere has become a meme somewhat recently, and it's amusing. And I'm going to put a clip of the video on a webpage. I don't care what you say, just because I think it's funny.
Okay. I don't remember the reference. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the last episode.
I think it was episode 3 of Star Wars.
Oh, that. Okay. Yeah. Right.
You get sand. Gets everywhere.
Yes. We were dogging on Hayden Christensen.
Yeah. Which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
In any case. That is all that I have.
Good old Frankenstein Monster Vader.
Thanks, Lumpy.
Ian, what time is it then?
It is time for the featured character of the week.
Week.
Come on, dudes.
I was waiting for Ray to go. I was given the opportunity, and it just didn't happen.
All right. Hey, Craig, do you know what time it is?
What time is it, Ian?
It's time for the featured character of the week.
Week.
I should have seen that coming, and I walked right into it. I am a fool. Oh, my goodness.
Week.
Let's talk about everybody's favorite purple alien. You guessed it. A king amongst characters, good old Thanos.
The Hands of Fate.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Thanos. He's a big, scary purple alien that likes to make out with death and try to rule the galaxy. But let me tell you about his powers and why he's so good. He's got three of them. One of them is a black passive ability. And whenever you down an enemy, it stuns all characters except Thanos for one turn. And it deals 2,146 damage to all enemies and 697 to all Thanos' allies.
Man, that's where it starts?
Yeah.
I had no idea it started so powerful. Wow.
Yeah, it's excellent. And both those numbers, it's good. So the numbers go up, the good damage goes up, and the bad damage holds steady. And now the good damage at last level holds steady, and the bad damage goes back down. So, I mean, man, that is good eating. So he's dealing 3,484 damage to all of his enemies, stunning them all for everybody but himself for one turn. And all his allies receive 864. It plummets to 864. Outrageous.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's talk about infinite power. It's cost 8 purple AP. You create a 3-turn purple countdown tile. While the tile is on the board, Thanos deals an extra 15% matched damage, and no tiles may be destroyed or changed except by Thanos. Tiles may still be matched away. Oh, this escalates quickly, too. My goodness. Level 2, his match damage goes up by 45%, then by 65%. Then it's a 4-turn countdown tile. Then it's 80%. And lastly, and still pretty importantly, come and get me. It costs 12 green AP. Come at me, bro. Place a 4-turn countdown tile that moves Thanos to the front at the end of the turn. When the countdown tile goes off, deal 3,455 damage to the enemy team. It's a 3-turn countdown tile, and the damage goes up. Damage goes up, up, and up. So it's a level 5, we're getting a 3-turn countdown tile that when it goes off, he deals 5,043 damage to the enemy team. I can't tell you much about this guy other than court death is so good. The amount of, I mean, the outgoing damage, AoE damage, the damage it does to you is nominal. I gotta say that he's gotta be a 5-3-5. I mean, I'm sure there are other builds. I don't know if I am wrong or if they are wrong, but that huge drop that Court Death takes going from level 4 to 5 as far as incoming damage seems well worth it to me. Dropping from 1,115 damage to 864 and still doing, you know, around 3,500 output. Excellent. So that's worth it. I don't know. Infinite power just doesn't. It's not bad. It just going from 65 match damage to 80 match damage. I'm not sure that that's enough because I want as much AoE damage as I can get out of this green one too. If you told me it was 5-4-4, I would accept that as well. But man, 5-3-5 feels right.
So a lot of people have voted on this. So personally, I agree with the most of them. But a lot of people do run them at 5-4-4.
Okay, I can accept that.
14 people voted that. 17 people voted 5-5-3, which I guess I can kind of understand that.
I see that because the damage that I'm dealing from level 3 to level 5 is not significant.
Sure.
It is
right.
4,100 as opposed to 5,000. So that 900 extra AoE damage is, you know, when you're operating at this level, it's kind of ho-hum.
Oh, sure. And Cactus Jack points out that Infinite Power is a game changer because it can deny Phoenix's resurrection tile.
Yeah, absolutely. Old the man, board
old
control.
Man, I, old I man was, Logan strike tiles, Blitz right. charge tiles, yeah.
It's also right, fun against that Sandman fight, by the way, because then he can't make yellow.
Right. Oh, good
right,
point.
Right. I was just looking at the increases, you know, because one of them, and that's fine. I can see, I can accept that. Just as long as the first one is at 5. That's really all that's important to me is Court Death is at 5, and you can do what you want with the other two right. powers.
So 14 people said 554, 17 said 553, and 53 people said 535. So most people agree with your original.
Right.
Yeah.
But I can see the, I can accept the five. All of them sound like fine builds. He's just another one of those characters. He's just excellent. He just brings so much to the and he should.
Well,
he's Thanos.
And just his match damage is so high that if you're increasing that by 80% more.
Yeah.
I mean, good lord.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like someday to have him at 553. That would be my goal.
Yeah. Any full coverage would be fine. Even at low coverage, he's a really functional guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
So Cactus Jack posted some pictures from King Dreadnought, who, of course, has him, you know, I don't know.
Has two of them.
Yeah.
So he can work both builds.
But he's got his Come and Get Me now does 43,000 points of damage to the enemy team. And his Court Death does 30,000 points of damage to all enemies and 7,500 points of damage to allies.
There's a trade.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't think I would like it at that point, but... Yeah, I guess if you got... I don't know how he manages the health pack situation, or if he just constantly buys health packs.
Dude, he has like 300 characters, you know, whatever the max is. I think he's got them all.
Yeah, probably. That is true.
But the max you can have, or the max characters?
Yeah, doesn't it max out at like 300 roster slots?
I had heard that. Oh. I haven't confirmed it. I believe that's true.
Some number. There's some number that is the most you can have.
No, that I think 300... No, 304 would be the number. Because that'd be two of every character, right?
Yeah, but it's not based on as they add characters. It is just a set number that has been the same set number for quite some time.
Hmm. That's true. So 300 might be correct. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of how many playable characters there are. I think there's 152.
Are there that many? I thought, I've lost track, so I shouldn't even question.
I don't know. How many roster slots do you have, Craig?
136.
All right. So there's at least 137.
No, because I have duplicate Battery Man and duplicate Steve Rogers.
Right, but you're missing a lot of one stars?
No, I have them all. I'm only missing Natasha.
Really?
So there's 135 characters.
Oh, okay. What do I know? There you go. Possibly resolved. Well, there's... Yeah. Sorry, I was doing some other stuff in my head, but that's fine.
Donkey Teeth says that when you have fully championed 5 stars, 7,500 points of damage is nothing to a maxed 5.
Yeah.
That sounds true.
I imagine
that does sound
it
accurate. So you said 135 characters?
I believe so.
Okay. So 138 total characters? Because there's Galactus, there's Gorgon, and there's Ultron?
Oh, the non-player ones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sticking, I'm not sticking by anything. I'm very flexible on this whole Thanos conversation.
Thanos is good no matter what, I think.
My goodness, is he. A+ for making Thanos as good as he is. He deserves to be that good.
Yeah. Usually not down with characters that hurt their own team, but he's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so disproportionate. He's not like, he's...
You are correct. Cactus Jacks chimed in and said, well, Squirrel Girl took down Thanos, and that's canon. That is canon, and it is correct. Squirrel Girl did take down Thanos.
First 6-star confirmed.
You know, she is getting her TV show.
Oh, yeah.
So
she is.
BBF2 says, don't forget Caecilius. Non-playable
character. Oh, yeah. He is. I forgot him. I did. Too late. I already forgot him.
He's got that weird eye makeup.
There's another character. It looks like they that they cast Squirrel Girl.
They did.
It was...
it's someone I've never heard of.
You haven't, but she is Lily from the AT&T commercials.
Okay. I don't think I've seen those.
There's a lot of AT&T commercials where you go in and you talk to the employee and she does something wacky, or you try to flirt with her and you accidentally walk into a glass door or any of those.
Oh, that girl.
Yeah, that's her. That's okay. Squirrel Girl.
There you go.
Yep. That's it. That is the featured character of the week. Craig, Ray, featured character of the week.
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 The A Mad Titan. Plus.
Thanos.
Absolutely.
Quick, Ian, where was Thanos born?
I don't know.
Titan.
Oh, Wait, was that real?
Yes, he was born on Titan.
Really?
Yes.
Why on earth was he born in our galaxy?
Because he's from here. The Immortals were living on Titan at the time. Huh. Do you know who his brother is?
Yeah.
Eros.
Eros. Almost. Oh.
Star Fox. Same person. Okay.
Yeah, we could have used that at the top of the description.
Well, you
I could
know.
Have given people some background. I know nothing about Thanos other
he,
than...
He vivisected his mother, too, as, you know, for fun.
Sure. That sounds like something he would do.
Yeah. He's roundabout not a good guy.
Yep. Nope. That Infinity Gauntlet series and the Thanos quest that preceded it, both excellent reads.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Well, there's going to be a sad segment this week. The Vine... Okay. Is in full bloom. It is a disaster.
Full bloom.
It is it's the saddest cherry blossom festival you've ever been to.
Holy smokes. I'm in a mess. I'm in a world of pain and hurt, people. So, it's just so bad. I've got Mordo dying. I've got X-23 dying. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 blades dying, the Forgotten Blade. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Agent Venoms dying.
That's less sad, but still.
Yeah, the whole thing is like, if it's a current 12, it doesn't feel that sad anymore because it's, at least for you two, it's become so commonplace. Hearing you have an X-23 dying just straight up bums me out.
Yeah.
True.
A good third of the wind that was in my sails at the beginning of the show, gone instantly.
Yeah, I just don't have any ISO, and it's just a big mess.
So... I made a mistake. Here's my big mistake. My mistake was I had leveled Carol up, and I really wanted her.
And she's real strong.
Yeah, she is. So I decided that I was going to spend some CP and go and get some classic on the classic tokens.
Right.
And get my Carol. And because she was so far up, I didn't need all that much ISO. I'm like, oh, no problem. I can do this. Here's where the problem came. That happened, so I was able to get my Carol Champion, but that took me... I had just enough ISO, so I went down to 200 ISO. And in the meantime, I managed to pull...
In the meantime...
Wow. I managed to pull a blue Iron Fist that I can't use. He's at like 5-3-2, so that's completely useless. I pulled two blue 5-star Doctor Stranges that I can't use.
Oh...
That really bums me out.
Yeah, that is sadness.
Yeah.
And I pulled 8 Agent Coulsons. Like, every time I hit it, it was Agent Coulson, Agent Coulson, Agent Coulson. And so now I have 6 dying on the vine, and I need to get up, and he's at level 70. So I need to get 377,000 ISO in the next, like, 8 days. Which means I need 301,000 ISO in the next 8 days.
Hey. Listen, dude, it's your birthday. If you want to neglect us and just grind all day, go nuts. We'll make our own fun.
Well, that's part.
We'll take pictures.
That's part of my problem was this all started. I picked the worst time. We had just finished the Sinister Six, and there was nothing to do. Like, there was nothing to grind to get ISO.
Right.
Because the Sinister Six was in round 8 was really rough, and so I'm like, oh, well, I'll play the simulator some and do that. And I got up to first place in the simulator. Didn't get any fights worth more than 20 points and couldn't get to the to finish this simulator. I was grinding ISO while doing that, but in any case, it's just been, and now I'm almost done with the Deadpool event and I just don't have much to grind. So I actually can't wait for Venom Bomb to take off so that I can grind some ISO out of that. But the big thing was the 2 Doctor Stranges that I can't use. That just makes me seriously sad.
Yeah, that's a pretty epic bummer. That's even more wind from my already diminished sails.
I also,
especially Doctor Strange, he's the best.
Yeah, I also have a whole bunch of what's he called? Ares, my 2-star Ares that I can't spend the ISO to champion him again. So I'm going to lose some of those. But I'll just sell those. That's not a big loss.
Right. Now mine is far less sad. I had a chance while you guys were chit chatting to tidy it up a little bit, but. What I have from last week's token opening, and I'm sure it will just compound with this week's token opening, is I have 6 days left on the 5-star Star-Lord, 4-star Rocket and Groot, 4-star Sandman that I opened up and, you know, didn't have roster space for any of them. And then at the end of the Sinister Six event, my token yielded me a red 5-star Spider-Man. So now he is on my vine. I have enough hero points to open up one more slot. And then I have these three guys that all need a slot. So we'll see how I do that based on how my tokens shuffle out. Because what I assume is going to have to happen is I currently run 6 2-stars. Mm-hmm. So that way I can have three of them for one tier of Deadpool Daily and the fresh three for the next tier of Deadpool Daily.
Just in case or just all the time?
Just all the time, okay. Every day. So what's going to happen is three of them are just going to be permanently removed. Not permanently, semi-permanently removed. And their slots are going to be taken by Sandman, Rocket, and Groot, and Star-Lord. Mm. And then I will, you know, rebuild when I have the hero points to do so.
Sure. BBF2 is trying to tell me that amount of ISO is doable in 8 days, especially if you can sell a 2-star or two. Yeah, I don't have any 2-stars quite up there yet. So if that happens, they will be also sold.
Yeah, I'm getting close to breaking down and selling my 3-star Battery Man and 3-star Steve Rogers.
Mm, I sold Steve Rogers.
What are they worth?
What was it? 100?
105.
Five? Yeah. Plus a good number of heroes. Yeah.
So I may end up breaking down and doing that to save that blade.
Oh, yeah. You do have a lot of blade.
But man, I just didn't think I'd get to the day where I'm recycling 3-stars.
Welcome to that day. But you're not a real forward-thinking guy when it comes to this game. I'll never forget the day that you told Ray and I how much ISO you had. You would never need that much.
I didn't back then. You know, it was like computers. 64K RAM. Why am I ever going to need more than that? I can load everything into that.
Can you imagine how much typing it would take for you to use up 64K? Holy crap.
Yeah,
because you
insane.
Had to type in all of your games.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like having to flip, take the floppy out, turn it over, and put it back in. That was where it was at. Audio cassettes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I never had one of those. They had them in my school.
I had an Atom unit that had dual cassette decks.
Yeah, I went straight to disk drives. But Donkey T said, Ian, welcome to the world of 2-star recycling.
I try to semi-recycle. I don't open enough covers to be a good recycler. But that does lead us into the next segment. I got a Spidey.
Ooh, nice. I mean, I already knew, but congratulations.
Right. Yeah.
That was my prize as well. I spent, I don't know, a few hundred command points before I got one, but I got one. It's very nice.
It is. I'm not that excited, but free. It was free. It was because of all the hard work of my alliance.
What flavor did you get?
Red.
I also got red.
Cool. I got a rock.
We're like Spidey twins.
Would we be spider friends?
We could be Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Yeah. Like, you know, Firestar.
Yep.
And Sunfire. Iceman. Stupid Sunfire. Such a dumb character.
Yeah, I didn't spend anything on the spider thing, and I didn't luck into him. So I now have 2 5-stars that I'm missing, but I'm okay with that for now.
Okie doke. Time of the show, as always, brought to you by this guy. Who wants to open up some tokens?
I went last time, so I'll go first this time, even though I have the most. Actually, I'll just go in order, and then when we're all done, I'll open up my extra 5.
Okay.
Latest legend. Oh, no. These goggles are too formidable. I will poke him in the ear. Take that. Auto. And in return, I will get... Oh, another Rocket and Groot. Rocket's pack.
Rocket? I'm taking a rocket. I'm packing my suitcase.
He has quickly turned into, or they have, quickly turned into the character that I like to see on the simulator the least.
Oh, really?
He immediately throws out really strong strike tiles and does massive amounts of damage.
Hey, you know who people team him up with?
Hold on, I'm sitting down.
Are you ready?
All right, tell me.
Medusa.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And Thanos?
And Thanos, yeah, it's weird. Or Carnage, you know, get those going too. Because Medusa Carnage is in every team nowadays. At least in all of mine.
Open a token.
All right. I'm going to poke him in the throat.
Do it.
Savage throat.
That's ruthless. You're getting a 4-star.
I am. Hey, it's a A-Force Carol.
Oh, nice.
Where does that get my Carol to? Let's see. That gets the Carol to level 277.
BBF2 asked, I thought we were supposed to call Medusa Anoia Queen. What happened to that? That was pulled.
Yeah. Anoia Queen was retired. And as you've noticed, despite our Patreon claims, Craig is ridiculously resistant to saying Goddess of Thunder.
That's a true story.
It is inappropriate. You are beholden to our patrons.
I let you guys pick up the slack on that one.
All right, I'm clicking. I have 38. I'm up to latest legends. So nice. I will spend one of those and hope that it won't be something that kills me. It is a 4-star, and it is a 4-star forgotten character, Tools of the Trade. So that
goes right into a champion level.
Yeah. Nice. Can't recommend him enough. I've been using him a lot.
I hear good things.
That'll get me 2 command points and a level 276 blade.
All right. Classic token number 1. 4-star Coulson. Best laid plans. Savage eye poking number 2. 4-star Sandman. Shifting sands.
Ooh, interesting. That's your second one of those, right?
Yep. See, another eye poke gets me another blade. Supernatural sense. Number 4. Ooh, cloak and dagger. I like those guys. Light knives. And lastly, but not leastly, we'll finish up with a wet willy to counteract her phoenix abilities. Oh my goodness, a 5-star. Ooh, silver singularity. The silver surfer.
Yeah, see, part of me wants to go back and spend more on these classics just because I like getting those older 5-stars. I find them more exciting. I don't know why.
That escalates him up to a whopping 0-1-2. Start training up the people I can, and then I'm going to take some time later to roster the people that need rostered.
I forgot to mention I got my sweet Howard the Duck from my daily reward.
Oh, good. That is a good reward.
I was stoked.
I got a Drax. Oh, and it was funny. I got, after that super duper week, right around 3-year anniversary week, I think it was, when I got all those old man Logans and
yeah,
giant reptiles and cash money and all sorts of stuff. It started giving me regular rewards. And like on one of the days, I'm just alone in my apartment and I'm like, I get indignant with the game all of a sudden. I was like, oh, okay, at least I'll get my daily reward. And I was like, what? Just a 1-star cover? What is this all about? And I was like all mad and I gave the game a bunch of sass. And I was like, Ian, you're all alone. Just sit on the couch and play your game. But yeah, when I got that ooh, I needed that Coulson.
Oh yeah,
It was the one guy. His perk was not is the one that I did not have of him.
There you go, nice.
So I was yeah. Anyway, thanks to that guy, and or this guy,
that guy, this guy,
that guy.
Ian, tell you about the podcast network.
Oh my goodness, it's soon to be named, as in the soon to be named podcast network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. You can check out just lots and lots of podcasts. I mean, it is variety heavy. So many to choose from, I've lost track of all of them, but I promise you there is at least an 83% chance you will find something you're interested in. So check us out over at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com for a list of all our shows. That is all. Thank you.
That is all. End of line.
Yeah, sorry. I apparently I don't give very good verbal cues, and we're not in the same room, so I can't like give you finger point, go.
All right. You got anything else this week? Anybody? Bueller?
I don't know. Bueller? Do we want to? We almost have confirmation of what's going to happen here soon.
Yeah, we're still trying to firm up stuff for episode 100. As soon as we are on terra firma, we'll
right.
We'll firm that up more.
It may be on a different day. It may be, who knows?
Right. Needless to say, episode 100 is coming, regardless. but it should be.
It could be exciting. It may be a sad episode of nothing that special. But
it yeah. Worst case scenario, it'll be a low-grade extravaganza. It'll probably be a mid-grade extravaganza, but it's shaping up to be a star-studded spectacular.
I think that's all fair. I think that all works.
Yeah, I mean, but anyway, we will keep you posted to the best of our ability. We will do everything in our power not to let you down.
And when we do get it firmed up, I'll probably send something out on social media, maybe even mention it here on Discord, throw something on the webpage so that everybody knows what's going on in advance, because yeah, we plan on having participation.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I got nothing new. Let's move on.
Okay, wrap it up.
Because I have to go and choke people who keep mentioning Natalie Portman. But as always, thank you for joining us. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Listen to this wherever you get your podcasts. Comments, suggestions, please leave them in the discuss feature or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3Go forums or on Twitter or the Facebooks. I think that's all things. Or, shout at us in Discord. Why not? That works, too. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner. Hopefully you did lots of that for Prime Day yesterday.
Right.
Non-stop buying through our banner.
Yeah.
And we get some kickback there.
If you want to get Ray a birthday present,
yeah,
just send a gift card because I've been trying to get him a birthday present for about 12 years now, and he's already purchased all of them. There was one time I was working at a comic book store, and I was able to, pre-order an expansion of Talisman that hadn't been released yet. And I was like, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to give this to Ray. He's really going to enjoy it. And I show up. He's like, hey, I got this expansion of Talisman. And I was like, son of a... And I just threw it out.
Wow.
And by that, I mean, put it in storage. It's still plastic wrap. It's never going to get opened. I don't own Talisman. I don't know what I'm going to do with one Talisman expansion. Right? It's just impossible to buy for.
It is... That is a true story in every way. True.
Oh, Ian, and did I tell you I bought more pops?
You didn't.
Did you get
even
the Bob
suggest
Ross?
That you?
I did not get the Bob Ross yet. It's still on pre-order. I did get my elusive Violet Beauregard, though.
Wow. From someone through our Amazon link?
No. I found it. It was on Amazon for $24. And for that bargain price, I had to buy it.
What's the regular price?
I've seen it going for $80.
Mm, $24 is a bargain.
So I now have all the Willy Wonka pops.
Great. Congratulations.
I was super excited. And then I also bought a bunch of Doctor Who ones.
Oh. Let me give you my excited yawn for that one. Congratulations.
Thanks. Anyway, you can also head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. Or you can follow the Patreon link on our webpage and become one of the sweet, sweet patrons. Like this guy. Yeah. So I think that's all we got for now, so goodbye, and remember, kids, is always moose and squirrel. Good night, everybody.
Oh, bye, fearless leader.
Good night.
Oh no, where's the button to stop this?